Linda, do you realize this was the first children's sermon I didn't ask you a question? I asked Dirk a question, took him by surprise. So I have a question for you for the adult sermon. What's the cardinal rule of children's sermons? That's the cardinal rule. If you can't handle the answer, don't ask the question. Anyone who's done children's sermons, you learn that really quick. If you're not ready for whatever answer, don't even go there. Now, what could be more simple than taking a bath in the Jordan River? Okay, 7 baths to be precise. Sounds like a pretty simple answer to the question, will you heal me? Now, Naaman, the head of the army of Aram, was a powerful man, and when he spoke, people listened, or else. He was used to getting his way, but unfortunately, he had no control over his health. So at the suggestion of his servant girl, he goes off to Israel to Elisha to be healed. Now, picture the scene. Naaman, in all of his glory, second in command in Aram. Horses, chariot, gold, silver galore, fancy clothes, you name it, he goes roaring through the streets of Israel. Well, Elisha was not impressed. Everyone else was impressed, scared to death even, like the king. But Elisha, he didn't even take the time to step out the front door of his house. Now I ask you, a prophet in Israel, how big of a house do you suppose they have? Not very big would be my hunch. Does he step out of the door even? No. He sends his servant out to deliver a message. Go wash in the Jordan 7 times and your flesh will be restored and you'll be made clean. That's a pretty simple answer. Nothing complicated, just some quick baths and that's it. As far as medical treatments go, particularly in our day and age, that's pretty simple. But it's not the way that Naaman, the high and mighty, had the scene pictured in his mind. He expected Elisha to come out and bow down before him, say some magic words, wave his hand over the affected spot, and poof, he'd be healed. He didn't expect that he was going to have to do anything, much less that he was going to have to do all of the work for his healing. And why should he trust the advice of a man who worshipped a God he had no relationship with? He wanted his healing by this holy man, and he wanted it now. After all, he had cash and gifts to pay for it. He had chariots full of cash and gifts to give to Elisha. So get with the program, Elisha, and get your healing on. But Naaman needed to learn something first. Don't ask to be healed if you aren't ready and able to deal with the cure. And Naaman couldn't handle Elisha's answer until he could deal with the smallness of his greatness. Just roll that phrase around in your head. I didn't coin that phrase, by the way. Wish I did, because it's great. The smallness of his greatness. Isn't that something we all need now and then, to rediscover the smallness of our greatness? Just like Naaman needed to learn, humility. Naaman didn't want to use more time. He wanted his healing done and done the quick way. He didn't want another task, another journey, another job. He expected his healing to be done and over with. No fuss, no arguments, just get it done. He reminds me of a statement I once heard Mike Tyson give. You all know Mike Tyson. Well, never mind. He said, "I'm in trouble all the time because I'm normal and slightly arrogant." Let that sink in for a minute. A lot of people don't like themselves, and I happen to be totally in love with myself. When Naaman heard that he had to go spend time to go and dip in the Jordan River, he complained that there were cleaner rivers and better rivers back where he lived. If all it took for healing was bathing 7 times in a river, he could have stayed home, saved time, and done it there. See, he was used to giving orders and getting immediate responses, not getting orders from nobodies like Naaman. We've also grown used to immediacy. Does everyone, right? Like Amazon, which it used to be 3 or 4 days, went to 2 days. Now it's the next day half the time, sometimes the same day, even here in Omaha. It's not like we're in New York City. And that's just kind of crazy, but we like immediate, don't we? We want instantaneous gratification. Instant mashed potatoes, all right, there's a compromise there. What we think we need is an instant God sometimes, don't we? Well, God, I said the prayer. Let's go. I said it. Let's get it on. Just a quick prayer and our hopes and desires get met. Prayer in, answer out, now. And Naaman wanted an instant God, a God to do things Naaman's way or the highway. Naaman, like Mike Tyson, did not have a humble bone in his body, I suspect. And maybe that was the problem. He wasn't ready for the answer God gave him. He wanted his answer. But that's not the God of Israel. The God of Israel works in God's own time. What he got instead was a whole lot more than he bargained for. God isn't instant. And God doesn't do what we want when we want it. I don't think you have to live very long to figure that one out. God does things the right way, not the quick way, in God's time and not in our time. Our sense of time and God's sense of time are worlds apart. God works in the fullness of time and not by the clock. God acts when the time is right and not necessarily right now. God's time frame and our time frame, unfortunately, are rarely the same. Quick dad joke. What did the snail say as he rode on the back of the turtle? Whee! Time is relative, is it not? Naaman's idea, the Lord God is a God who does his bidding in his time. At the very least, he at least expected Elisha would do his bidding. He expected at a minimum that Elisha would come out, wave his magic prophet hand over the leprosy, quick prayer, be done with it. Pay the guy some gold and silver for his time, be on his way. 15 minutes at best, half an hour at the worst. Great men do not have time to waste. They have to get on with their greatness. And Elisha's task for Naaman is anything but instant. He assigned him effort and travel and time. He had to go to the Jordan River. Then he had to do his 7 baths. It was free, but high-priced in terms of time. If Naaman wanted healing, he was going to have to put some effort in. And it would be done in God's time, not his time. It would be done God's way and not the other way around. And most of all, Naaman might get way more than he bargained for. See, God answers our prayers, our hopes, our needs on God's schedule. God healed Naaman, and God heals us and gives us new life. Maybe not in the quick way we want, maybe not in the ways we want, and when we come knocking on God's door demanding that our needs be met. Maybe not even in the ways we think we need to have those needs met. God moves in God's time and God's way when God sees fit. And God calls us to step out of the busyness of our lives and make the time to seek Him, whether it's in prayer, in openness, and expecting a miracle. You ever expect a miracle? Expecting a miracle, but never quite sure what that miracle may be. Knowing that to even offer the simplest prayer for healing will take you to places you never thought possible and into situations beyond your imagination. Naaman wanted and expected a quick prayer of healing offered for him by Elisha, and an instant cure. But what he got was something very different. He did wind up being healed. after a very unusual ritual of 7 baths, but it wasn't the highlight of his journey as he expected. Instead, Naaman found a new God, the God of Israel, the Holy One to worship. He found out that the gods of his people had no power, but that our God not only had the power to heal, but more importantly, the power to change lives and change them for the better. But he also learned the lesson of the smallness of his greatness. And that's one lesson we all need to keep learning. Every time we think we call the shots and we have the answers and we have the right to expect God to act as we see fit and when we see fit, we need to learn the lesson of the smallness of our greatness. So what do you need to learn? What do you need to learn to let go of so you can let God work in your life? Pride? Anger? Pain? Independence? Can you let go? It was easy to spot what Naaman needed to let go of so God could work in and through him. But what is it that we need? What is it that we hold on to that we need to let go, that God can work in and through us? What is that thing in your life? Amen.